The hit documentary of the past year brought us Penguins, another documentary up for an Academy Award is about a fish. This not-so-charming fish eats everything that it encounters, including its own young in Africa's largest lake. The film is called Darwin's Nightmare.
Documentary maker Hubert Sauper found his subject a decade ago while filming another nightmare, Rwandan refugees caught up in the Congo Wars. There, Sauper fell in with a group of Russian pilots whose cargo planes were loaded down with tons of yellow peas and other food to feed refugees.
Because I spent so much time with these Ukrainians and Russians, you know, we had a lot of vodka together and we had to sleep in the airplanes because there were no hotels and there was just nights and mosquitoes and can imagine the civil war in the middle of Africa. And they said, look, you know, we're not only bringing humanitarian aid to the poor refugees. And so I said, so what else? You know? And they said, well, you know, everything you need for to do a war, landmines and guns and Kalashnikovs and leather boots for the soldiers. And, you know, as a naive European, you go like, oh, wow, you know, that's weird, you know. And they were laughing at me and they said, how can you make a war in the middle of the Congo without supply? And who do you think it brings? And it's not Air France, it's not British Airways. It's not the Holy Spirit flying in with Kalashnikovs, it's us. And they're just mercenaries and they're just doing their job and they're also just nice people. And that is part of the dilemma of our time, the fragmentation of responsibility, that suddenly a whole continent is on fire and nobody's really responsible.
These pilots led the filmmaker to other pilots whose fat planes land each day on a broken-down runway on the shores of Lake Victoria in Tanzania. The pilots pick up a single cargo, tons and tons of Nile perch. This alien species of fish was introduced in the 1960s. As a local describes it in the film, one man brought the fish with one bucket on one afternoon and poured it into the lake. There, like a cartoon of a little fish being eaten by a bigger fish being eaten by a huge fish, the Nile perch took over. It destroyed scores of other species and created a multi-billion dollar industry. And that's where Darwin's Nightmare begins.
These cargo airplanes flying from Europe to Africa, they were taking fish fillets from Lake Victoria to Europe, which is very high protein, beautiful, very good organic food from a place where people are starving. And in exchange, those same airplanes come back with ammunition.
Ammunition, Sauper suggests, for neighboring countries, since Tanzania is at peace. Nile perch now accounts, he says, for about a quarter of Tanzania's overseas exports. And the fish is on millions of tables across Europe, and in a way, one would think, innocently, that this would be a boon to the economy, that a fish that was so valuable and much desired in Europe would bring prosperity to the people who live on the lake. And that didn't happen.
Well, the thing is that it does bring prosperity. The question is, what kind of prosperity? The foreign currency goes to the pockets of some industrials, which are not investing the money into infrastructure of a poor country, but they're sending it out to Swiss bank accounts. And so really, I mean, literally, like a microscopic fragment of it goes back to the people who are living there. And they have to, you know, compete with the price of, let's say, the fish, because the fish suddenly, because Europeans are buying the fish, gets so expensive that the locals cannot buy it anymore.
And so those living on the edge of this lake, teeming with the monstrously successful Nile perch, catch it, fillet it, pack it in plastic, and send it on its way. The film pans across the discards that locals eat, vast, hellish racks of drying fish bones and big, maggoty fish heads floating on bubbling oil.
Tanzania, Tanzania.
In the film Darwin's Nightmare, we also meet those who balance precariously a bit higher on the food chain, like a pretty young prostitute named Elizabeth, singing here for one of her customers, a Ukrainian pilot.
Tanzania, Tanzania.
She's a girl that speaks English and that can make a living by selling her body to Europeans, and in that case it's pilots that are coming. They spend nights for, you know, like $10 with this beautiful young Tanzanian woman. Probably the worst moment in psychologically in this movie is that we became really close friends to everyone in the movie. and Elizabeth suddenly wasn't there anymore, and her friends and her colleagues in the bar said, well, she's not in this world anymore, and then we understood that she has been stabbed with a knife by another client, and this guy was an Australian, and he just paid off a local police chief and took an airplane and went back to Darwin, Australia. You know, ironically, he's from Darwin.
Also in the film, even again quite early, you come to understand that death is a boon to some people in the film. The night watchman who gets his job, it's another character that you get to know.
Raphael, yeah.
Raphael, who gets his job because the previous night watchman was killed.
Right. He's paid something like 90 cents a night. He's a night guard, and he's protecting the National Institute of Fish Research. And he risks his life with a bow and arrow, with poisonous tips. He gets the poison from some Maasai colleagues, and he's ready to shoot anyone who's trying to get into this fish research institute, or anyone who would like to steal a tire of a car, maybe. Or he represents a phenomena which is, to me, a global phenomena. Somebody who used to take part in, I don't know, 5 or 6 wars as a soldier, and suddenly there's no longer any war in Tanzania, and he's out of a job, and now he doesn't have a nice uniform anymore, and he doesn't have a nice rifle anymore. He just has a bow and arrow, and he has to stand in the middle of the night and get bitten by mosquitoes and get $1 a night. So he lost prestige, and he lost money, and by peace times. So he's one of the people who actually really, and he says it, would be much better off if there would be another war.
And while Raphael dreams of once again holding a proper weapon, the big metal birds that haunt this film about an alien fish fly overhead.
I did not go to Africa to explain Americans and Europeans that kids are poor and that there's prostitution and wars and HIV. And we know it so well that we don't even want to hear it anymore. But what we don't know is how much those things are interconnected, how much HIV is connected with a miracle of a new economy, or how much the war is related to kids on the streets. And I don't want to suggest what you should think. I just want to give you pictures so that you can make up your mind and you can come up with questions which are probably very painful.
Hubert Sauper's documentary Darwin's Nightmare has been nominated for an Academy Award.